This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
The tragedy and the romance which filled the screen in Chinatown wouldn't have been the same without the lush, dark score by Jerry Goldsmith.
All right, come on. Clear the area. On the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. Get off the street.
Composer Jerry Goldsmith died on Wednesday at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 75. Goldsmith was one of the most prolific composers for film and television. His film scores included Chinatown, Patton, Star Trek, Alien, The Sand Pebbles, A Patch of Blue, the original Planet of the Apes, and L.A. Confidential. He also wrote the TV themes for The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Dr. Kildare, The Waltons, and Barnaby Jones. His 1976 score for The Omen won an Oscar. He received another 17 Academy Award nominations and 5 Emmy Awards. Terry spoke with Jerry Goldsmith in 2002. They opened with his score from Patton, the World War II movie starring George C. Scott as General George Patton.
People talk about Patton as a war film. I never viewed it as a war film. I viewed it as a personal documentary or biography of a man who was a warrior, yes, but there were two other aspects of him, which I did capture in the music. He was a very religious man, in spite of his profane personality, and he was also a total intellectual and a deep believer in reincarnation and history, and he spoke fluent French. He was cultured in musically. I mean, the dichotomy of the man, and you know how profane he was, but yet there was this depth of. So he was a complex personality, and I tried capturing these three levels of his personality in music by the fanfare, which has become sort of well known, is meant to represent the archaic part of him, the historical, the intellectual part of him. The chorale was to represent the religious aspect of him, and of course the military aspect, and it was designed contrapuntally so that all three could be played simultaneously or individually or two at a time, whatever.
Now, you've written the themes for several TV shows. Dr. Kildare, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., both of those are on your new CD.
The Waltons.
The Waltons. Why don't we hear the theme that you wrote for The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Okay.
Anything you want to say about it?
I guess during the 60s, late 50s and 60s, we all had to be versatile, so we had to have jazz influence in our music, and so that was what I sort of tried to do. But to make it more interesting, I originally wrote it in 5/4, which, except for Dave Brubeck, was not really a meter that was particularly common in jazz. And an interesting side note of this whole thing is after the first season, they wanted to save money, and I had written it for a larger group. It was 20 players, and they wanted to cut it down to a little, like, 4 or 5 piece, because you had to pay each year to re-record the theme. So they wanted to save money, so I was unavailable, so they hired Lalo Schifrin, and Lalo did a very hip arrangement of it for a small group, and that's really what they used for the years. However long the show was on the air, it was Lalo's arrangement of the theme.
talk about another theme that you wrote, and that's the theme for Chinatown, which I think is really just one of the great scores. Let's talk about the opening theme.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific part of the movie or a specific emotion within the movie that you wanted that opening theme to evoke or address?
The story was that the picture had been recorded before by somebody, scored by someone else before, and then they previewed it. And actually, the previews in the picture were evidently, from what I was told, were not very successful. And the music was not very good either. I mean, I must say that when I did see the picture, I had heard a little of the music, and it was Chinese, so it seemed rather inappropriate for the film. So anyway, so I was called in to do it, and I had to do the score in 10 days, which was a very short period of time to do it. And the producer, Robert Evans, had said to me, we should have a period feel in the music, period feel being the style of the 30s. And I said, well, you've got that in this Bunny Berrigan recording you're using. Is, you know, it's coming off the radio and all that. And you see that in the cinematography and the costumes, the wardrobe, and the whole feel, the look of the picture was 30s Los Angeles. And I grew up, I was here as a young kid in the 30s. I know what it looked like and felt like. And that was the amazing thing about this picture. It was that feel was so true. I said, so musically, I want to try and go for the tragedy of the story. I finished recording it, and the movie came out like 3 days later. So we were really right down to the wire on it. So I didn't have a lot of time to think. I just had to sit down and write a theme for this movie and get on with it.
Film composer Jerry Goldsmith died on Wednesday at the age of 75. Our conversation with him was recorded in 2002.